I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours are your questions. They don't even have to be political. Email in jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Questions even like this one. Dear hairless old man Jesse. That's not very nice. Mayo belongs on hot dogs. Do you agree? All right. I personally am not a mayo on a hot dog guy, but I would eat mayo on a hot dog. I have nothing against it. What, Chris? What are you shaking your head for? You just don't like mayo. Or you claim you don't like mayo, even though you've been caught eating mayo several times. And the last cheesesteak I got for the office had mayo on it, and you didn't say a word. You didn't say a word because you didn't even taste it. Mayo on a hot dog? 100% support it. 100% support it. Air Force sending reserve fighter pilots and air planners to Europe is probably not a good sign, though. F-16 Fighting Falcon assigned to the 114th Fighter Wing, South Dakota National Guard, gearing up, heading over to Europe. Let's hope the rumors I'm hearing about troops being recalled, reservists being called up. Let's hope all this is just a precaution, I guess I should say. Because this is a Russia has a blockade now. They've already announced, you try to deliver things to Ukraine, we're going to blow them up. That's not good. All right, moving on. Let's get to this audio I promised you. Because I played for you this Representative Scanlon earlier.
Access to gender-affirming care is essential to the mental health and well-being of trans youth. This care is tailored to both the mental and physical health needs of patients, as well as their developmental stage in life.
Okay. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen closely. It's a little long. Her name is Chloe Cole. She's a young lady. And, well, here she is.
My name is Chloe Cole, and I am a detransitioner. Another way to put that would be, I used to believe that I was born the wrong body. And the adults in my life, whom I trusted, affirmed my belief, and this caused me lifelong, irreversible harm. I speak to you today as a victim of one of the biggest medical scandals in the history of the United States of America. I speak to you in the hope that you will have the courage to bring the scandal to an end and ensure that other vulnerable teenagers, children, and young adults don't go through what I went through. At the age of 12, I began to experience what my medical team would later diagnose as gender dysphoria. I was well into an early puberty, and I was very uncomfortable with the changes that were happening to my body. I was
I'm sorry, I'm going to pause this several times throughout. I want you to understand something. This is one of the things these people do. Parents do it, then the shrink does it, then the doctors do it. Kids, I'm sure you remember what it was like if you're an adult listening, but kids, when they start to go through puberty, your body goes through changes. Boys go through it, girls go through it, and it can be awkward, and it can be something that's not very enjoyable. And what happens is these sick freak parents, sometimes parents aren't involved, or teachers and shrinks and doctors, while the child is feeling uncomfortable, a young lady is beginning to, you know, grow in different areas and things like that and trying to be appropriate here. She gets uncomfortable. She gets self-conscious. They swoop in and prey on these kids. Just something to watch out for, okay? Especially if you're a parent. Maybe your kid's in public school somewhere. Maybe you're in one of these places where they're allowed to do this behind your back. Look, I'm looking at a headline right here. Hawaii Health Department trains future therapists to conceal conversations with LGBT youth from their parents. Remember, lots of places, this is happening behind parents' backs. So if you're a parent, got a kid approaching that puberty age, might be time to start having this conversation, because that's a very vulnerable age, and these wolves, that's when they swoop in. Anyway, I'll let her continue.
I was intimidated by male attention, and when I told my parents that I felt like a boy, in retrospect, all I meant was that I hated puberty, that I wanted this newfound sexual attention to go away, that I looked up to my brothers a little bit more than I did to my sisters. I came out as transgender in a letter I sent on the dining room table. My parents were immediately concerned. They felt like they needed to get outside help from medical professionals, but this proved to be a mistake. It immediately set our entire family down a path of ideologically motivated deceit and coercion. The gender specialist I was taken to see told my parents that I needed to be put on puberty blocking drugs right away. They asked my parents a simple question. Would you rather have a dead daughter or a living transgender son? The choice was enough for my parents to let their guard down, and in retrospect, I can't blame them. This was the moment that we all became victims of so-called gender-affirming care. I was fast-tracked onto puberty blockers and then testosterone. The resulting menopausal-like hot flashes made focusing on school impossible. I still get joint pains and weird pops in my back, but they were far worse when I was on the blockers. A month later, when I was 13, I had my first testosterone injection. It's caused...
Just marinate on that for just a moment. When I was 13, I had my first testosterone injection. We are at a place in this country where the medical institutions, some of them, not all of them, obviously, are so broken, they will take a 13-year-old girl and start jamming needles full of testosterone into her arms. How sick and depraved and evil do you have to be? How is this something that we even have to ban? Anyway, I'll let her keep going.
As permanent changes to my body, my voice will forever be deeper, my jawline sharper, my nose longer, my bone structure permanently masculinized, my Adam's apple more prominent, my fertility unknown. I look in the mirror sometimes, and I feel like a monster. I had a double mastectomy at 15. They tested...
A double mastectomy at 15. A double mastectomy at 15 years old. Man alive. Let's pause on this for just a moment. I want to encourage you with what you just heard. And I know you're thinking that's the least encouraging thing I've ever heard in my life, but listen to me. I want to encourage you with this. I know we sit down here every day And we talk about all these new issues and border and Biden's and system and communism and all these different things. And I know, look, I just got done spending time with 160 of you in Israel. I know there are days where you get tired and disheartened. And man, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to fight anymore. I'm not sure. I just want to go away. Remember this. You're the good guy. We are fighting against evil people and evil forces. Don't ever stop. I'm sorry. You're the anti-communist tip of the spear. You can't ever stop. This is your lot in life. You have to keep going. In your personal life. In your personal life, if you're going through it right now, we're struggling with things and stuff like that, you got to keep going because we need you in the fight. Keep going. We are dealing with people who chop the breasts off of 15-year-old girls. We cannot allow them to win. We cannot. It's not an option to allow these people final victory, all right?
I amputated a breast for cancer. And I was cancer-free, of course. I was perfectly healthy. There was nothing wrong with my still-developing body or my breasts. Other than that, as an insecure teenage girl, I felt awkward about it. After my breasts were taken away from me, the tissue was incinerated. Before I was able to legally drive, I had a huge part of my future womanhood taken from me. I will never be able to breastfeed. I struggle to look at myself in the mirror at times. I still struggle to this day with sexual dysfunction. And I have massive scars across my chest. And the skin grafts that they use, that they took of my nipples, are weeping fluid today. And they were grafted into a more masculine positioning, they said. After surgery, my grades in school plummeted. Everything that I went through did nothing to address my underlying mental health issues that I had. And my doctors, with their theories on gender, thought that all my problems would go away as soon as I was surgically transformed into something that vaguely resembled a boy. Their theories were wrong. The drugs and surgeries changed my body, but they did not and could not change the basic reality that I am and forever will be a female. When my specialist first told my parents that they could have a dead daughter or a live transgender son, I wasn't suicidal. I was a happy child who struggled because she was different. However, at 16, after my surgery, I did become suicidal. I'm doing better now. But my parents almost got the dead daughter promised to them by my doctors. My doctors had almost created the very nightmare they said they were.
Fighting against evil. Keep going. All right? All right, enough. Let's get to some emails and we'll get to them even infecting religious institutions. Let's get to you and your MyPillow. You do have your MyPillow, right? The greatest pillow ever. Freaking fix my wife's neck issues. This thing's so great. And right now, they're on sale. 20th anniversary sale. Queen size MyPillows are $19.98 right now. They're normally $69.98. King size? That's the one I have. Not that I want to brag or anything like that. I thought they made it specially for me because I'm a king, but it turns out these are for everybody, Chris. Those are just $10 more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square. You can get a queen size one or the Jesse size one. Oh, sorry. I mean, king size one. They're all for sale because it's the 20th anniversary. While you're there, check out everything. Towels, pet beds, pajamas, bed sheets, mypillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just want to remind you that this is the daughter of Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum. His daughter got a little too loose with the old tongue and got real, real honest about COVID and then their future plans.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of the economy.
Just remember, they loved COVID, loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was a dream come true for them. Catholic University teaches transphobia and fatphobia are products of racism perpetuated through religion. That's at Sacred Heart University. Man, we are even losing the Catholic University. Yeah, like, Jesse, I am the sister-in-law and aunt to quite a few Marines. Essentially, I know the drill. The Commandant of the Marine Corps is second to God. Can you please explain what is going on? There is no leadership in the USMC right now? Why? What will be the impact? Okay. One, we'll set that second to God thing aside for a moment. Actually, we're just going to set it aside, period. Nothing's going to change. Okay. I realize all these admirals and generals, they're not getting put in their posts. Why aren't they getting put in their posts? Because Senator Tommy Tuberville has decided to use his position as a senator and actually use his power for the first time in like ever the GOP is using their power. And he's blocking all these appointments until the military stops paying for abortions. That's the correct thing to do. That's the right thing to do. What's going to happen with the Marine Corps? What's going to change without a commandant? Nothing. Listen, people take way too much stock in the officer corps. And yes, there are great officers out there. And when you get a good one, you lay down in traffic for them. But these generals don't matter. These admirals don't matter. The guys on the ground matter. The guys actually putting in the work matter. All the work still goes on. Marine Corps isn't going to miss a beat without a daggone commandant. Don't worry about that at all. British Airways passengers are fed KFC chicken on a 12-hour flight to London. Why was that not an option on the flight we just took? Because we just took Turkish Airlines back. And don't get me wrong, Turkish Airlines is fine. I'm not complaining about that. But it wasn't KFC, I promise you that much. There was some weird yogurt thing. I don't even know what that thing was. And then, oh my gosh, now I need KFC. It might be KFC for dinner tonight. Or no, even better, Church's Chicken. You know why Church's Chicken is better? What, Michael? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know why Church's Chicken is better? It's not just that the chicken's better. Church's Chicken is better because it has one of the most underrated menu items in the history of the world. The jalapeno cheese bombers. The jalapeno cheese bombers are so good, and no one even knows about them. What, Chris? Chris said you can't say it's better because the side's better. No. Hold on. That's where you're wrong. I'm going to a restaurant. Why do I go to a restaurant? Why do you go to a restaurant, Chris? Why do you go to a restaurant? You go to a restaurant to eat a meal. You go to eat a meal, correct? Correct? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The sides are a critical part of the meal. They're not an afterthought. Would Red Lobster be the greatest seafood restaurant in America if it wasn't for Cheddar Bay biscuits? And that's no dog on all the other delicious menu items at Red Lobster. It's really not. But would it be the greatest seafood restaurant in America without the Cheddar Bay biscuits? Of course it wouldn't. The sides matter. What, Michael? Michael said, so Cane's is just as good as Church's because of the sauce. Okay, well, look, you're proving my point when you tried to not prove my point. Cane's chicken is garbage compared to Church's chicken. Quality of the chicken. We're just talking straight up quality of the chicken. Yet we get Raising Cane's once every couple weeks here in the studio. Why? Because Cane's is more than just the chicken. The sauce is a critical part of the meal. And Cane's sauce is like nectar from the gods. That's my point. The entire restaurant experience is what you're going for. You're going for a meal, for the entire experience. You're not going for just one thing. That's, it's insane to just dismiss the sides as if they're nothing. Now, speaking of restaurant experience, I just want to point out how smart I am, how wise, how truly wise I am, because I was once again proven correct about one of my everlasting theories, and I was proven correct beyond a shadow of a doubt while we were in Israel. I will explain in just a moment.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Corinne Diversity Hire being asked about, well, here it is.
Elizabeth Naftali. She's made more than a dozen visits here to the White House and met with some of the president's most senior advisors. Can you tell us a little bit more about those visits, why she was here?
I would have to look into that. I've not been tracking these visits that you're mentioning to me.
Maybe you're asking, who's Elizabeth Naftali? I've never heard of her before. Well, you may remember this little story. Remember Hunter Biden started doing art? I'm sorry, I can't even say that with a straight face. Remember when he started doing art? And we all kind of laughed. Okay, here we go. The drugged out freaks doing art. What a shock. Okay. And then we found out that Hunter Biden's art was selling. And not just selling. I'm not talking $1 finger paints on the side of the road. Selling for a lot of money. Memory serves me. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. $500,000 he got for one piece. $500,000, which is, of course, crazy, right? Who would pay $500,000 for a piece of Hunter Biden's artwork? And remember, they told us that the buyer wanted to remain anonymous, so we weren't ever allowed to know who it was. This is a couple years ago all this started. Who's the buyer? Who's the buyer? We don't know. Turns out the buyer was Miss Elizabeth Naftali. Huh. So kind of makes this little soundbite hit a little different, doesn't it?
Elizabeth Naftali, she's made more than a dozen visits here to the White House and met with some of the president's most senior advisors. Can you tell us a little bit more about those visits, why she was here?
I would have to look into that. I've not been tracking these visits that you're mentioning to me.
What a corrupt piece of trash, Joe Biden. The whole Biden family, they are the Clintons without the charm. That's what they are. They're the Clintons without the charm. By the way, I've been gone. I missed this.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Jesse, I work in healthcare and you would be amazed how many illegals we take care of that are paid for by the hospitals. They go to the hospital or get a broken foot playing soccer, plastic surgery for cosmetic purposes that go wrong, and then get infections. Last guy fell asleep driving, had a major accident, rang up over $800,000 in medical bills. Hospitals then have to pay for home care. They even pay for them to go to a hotel for all their needs. Best of all, they demand I have an interpreter to speak their language, and when I get one, they answer my questions before the language specialist asks. This costs this country millions and are exhausting our hospitals and our healthcare services. Well, let me clarify something. Yes, it costs the country millions, but it costs you millions. It costs me millions. You see, that cost gets passed on to consumers, or the hospitals go bankrupt. Healthcare is getting more and more and more expensive in this country for many different reasons. Way too many regulations, way too many of these major groups that are crowding out the smaller medical care places. But illegal immigration is a huge reason why you pay too much for healthcare. That's a fact. And yet you still get half the country trying to open the border and the other half of the country too weak to even speak frankly about it. So Mayorkas gets to speak like this.
Our approach to managing the borders securely and humanely, even within our fundamentally broken immigration system, is working.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear the guy talking about aliens?
Biologics came with some of
Sorry, this is front of Congress. This Air Force whistleblower is talking about aliens.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they?
He's talking about UFO recoveries.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Oh, he's full of crap. No way. No way. Jesse, why are communists dogging on fitness now? His name is Mike. You're starting to see article after article after article criticizing fitness and people getting fit and things like that. Well, you already know. Communists destroy everything. It's the death of everything. That destruction is what they do, including your physical body. Leonardo DiCaprio teams up with UCLA to train kids as young as 4 to be climate warriors. They're after your kids. Remember, I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, and you've heard me talk about this a lot. They're after your kids, and we can no longer do what we used to do, what I used to do. We can no longer do this thing where we say, my wife and I used to do this, we didn't want to talk politics with our kids. Hey, let kids be kids. We say that, right? We say, I know you say it or probably have thought it. I did. We did. Especially when I started getting into, was it 5 years ago we started doing radio? 5 years ago, I'm doing a show. It's now my livelihood. It's what I do for a living. Kids start getting interested. Started talking more politics at home. I've always been interested in that. So we've talked it at home, but really almost tried to keep them away from it. No. Let kids be kids. No, nothing like that. Well, we can't do that anymore. And this goes back to that Rand Paul clip we played earlier. And then we talked about how we don't get the period of time we want. You know, we have to deal with this world where as it exists now. It's not 1980 anymore. It's not even 1990. It's not the year 2000 where you can raise your kids without politics. You can raise them, you know, just manners and be good people and right and wrong and values and work hard and sports and things like that. We want that world back. You want that world back. I want that world back. We can't have that world back. Not right now. Not until we have victory over these people. Why? Because they're after our children. They are perfectly aware how impressionable children are. They're extremely impressionable. And so that's why they go after them. Why do you think so many of these freaks go into teaching? One of the common things you'll see now, especially when you consume right-wing media sources, is, oh, look at this pink-haired teacher. Oh, look at the lesbian with rings in her face. She's a kindergarten teacher now. Look at the... One thing we don't dwell on enough is, why did that person go into teaching? That person went into teaching with a purpose. That person went into teaching so they could take your kids away from you, mentally, spiritually. That person went into teaching because they're purposeful about being after your children. They are. They're very purposeful about it. So what that's done is it's taken away any option you have or I have to be, quote, non-political with the kids. It's not an option available to us. Your child early has to understand this crazy world, understand how evil their plans are, understand what is good, what should government look like, what should a good moral society look like. Look, even things like a border security. Does your child know? You have a 12-year-old at home? Look, they're not going to be educated like you are. I don't have to sound like you or me every day. But if I played this for your 14-year-old, would they know how to respond?
Our approach to managing the borders securely and humanely, even within our fundamentally broken immigration system, is working.
The answer to that question is probably no. Doesn't mean you failed. It just means you have to start. And I have work to do, too, in my home. It's not like it's perfect around my home, but my kids are getting more and more and more educated. Have your kids read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Don't shake your head. All right. Treasury Secretary's on shrooms. Talk about that. Before we get to her, let's do make sure we're taking care of widows and orphans. One of the ways you can take care of widows and orphans is by supporting Tunnel to Towers. We still have a lot of widows and orphans in this country from Afghanistan, from Iraq. We have new ones, sadly, pretty much every day in this country as first responders get gunned down. This is ambushing cops has become a thing now. Always you find out, wife, kids at home, husband, kids left at home. Tunnel to Towers pays off these people's mortgages, easing some of that pain. They're even building them their own community in Lando Lakes, Florida. Your $11 a month is what does it. Go to T2T.org and give what you can today. T2T.org, all right? One more segment. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's so good to be back. Oh my gosh. And then tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in. Don't wait for tomorrow. Now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Like this guy. Would you make a good judge in court? I'd be an amazing judge. What, Chris? I feel like I would be. I'd be an amazing judge. I'd be so wise. I'd be so impartial and wise. And I'd be so hard on the bad guys. And I'd be really nice to the good guys. And I, you know what? I could have a show. Judge Jesse. Just like what, Chris? Just like Judge Judy. I heard Judge Judy makes something like $50 million a year or something crazy, which is wild. But Judge Jesse? Think about the ratings that would get, and people could get up there, and or people would watch me dispense justice. I wouldn't want to do a little civil claims court or something like that. I would want only murder trials or something. What, Chris? $47 million a year she makes? Oh, my gosh. If we made that kind of money, we could afford the yacht that's going to take us through the Pacific and all the Pacific Islands. Gosh, that would be sweet. Let's go back again to Mitch McConnell and see how things are going in the Senate.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of
yeah. So things are going really well. Jesse recently caught up with the Gavin Newsom Sean Hannity interview. I gotta admit, Gavin is sharp as a tack. Yep. I keep warning about this, especially with all this Biden stuff coming down, because these Biden, Hunter, Joe legal problems, this is the system, in my opinion, pushing Joe Biden out the door. They're trying to get him out the door. Why? Because they found a prettier option. That's why. Gavin Newsom, as much as I hate him, remember, I'm not a fan. I despise Gavin Newsom. So don't email in and say, but Gavin Newsom sucks. I know Gavin Newsom sucks. Forget about that. That's your emotions. That's my emotions. Forget about that. Let's dispassionately judge our enemy. He does suck. He's awful. I hate his freaking guts. He's the Antichrist. Whatever you want to say about it. Yes, 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 yes. Gavin Newsom, he's really good. He's really, really good. He's good at sounding reasonable. Remember what we talked about? Gavin Newsom, he doesn't go home at night and watch CNN all night. He already knows CNN. He knows everyone who watches CNN will support him. Gavin Newsom goes home and watches right-wing news outlets. Why does he do that? So he can yell and scream at the TV? Nope. He does that. So he knows how to talk to Normie Norm in a way that makes him sound very reasonable. I'm not worried about you, obviously. I'm worried about your mom. Your Normie mom. Your Normie brother. That's what I'm worried about. Normie Norm is going to hear that stupid little soothing voice he tries to do. What, Chris? That's a good Gavin Newsom impression. He's going to hear that. Boy, I tell you what, I just... In California, we're just trying to do the right thing out here. And oh, yeah, exactly right, Chris. Slick Willie. He's Bill Clinton all over again. Bill Clinton just got to charm the ladies. Let me play some saxophone for you before I visit Epstein Island. Oh, whoops, did I say that? My bad. Anyway.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reportedly ate hallucinogenic mushrooms at a restaurant during the China visit. Do you think that maybe the leadership of this country has lost its way a little bit? The ones who aren't full-blown vegetables are losing their train of thought in press conferences.
Our approach to managing the border's security...
wrong one. They're losing their train of thought in press conferences.
Partisan cooperation and a string of...
claiming they cured cancer.
They cured cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can. We ended cancer as we know it.
Not only that, they're shrooming out while in China. I don't think that these are good things. Former intelligence agent testifies under oath that the U.S. has non-human biologics from UFOs. Yeah, we played this doofus just a couple minutes ago from the Air Force.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Chris said I don't believe in aliens at all. That's not true, one. I'll explain in a moment. Two, I realize sometimes I say things on this show that are kind of throwaway things for me, but they'll be hot-button things. Chris, you watch. Tomorrow, we'll have 1,000 alien emails. I guarantee we will have 1,000 alien emails. Two, it's not that I don't believe in aliens. I could easily see there being other planets with living things on them somewhere. You know, space is so vast. Who's to say God didn't create another planet and just didn't bother telling us about it because it's none of our business? I don't know any of these things. Those things could be true. There could be aliens. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't believe people when they claim they found them. Because it always rubs me as opportunism. Like that guy in that Bigfoot video that we all watched 1,000 times, the grainy Bigfoot video, and then we found out he dressed up like Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster people who've admitted they faked the Loch Ness Monster because they were trying to drive up tourism to the area. These things always turn out that way. I'm an untrusting person. New College of Florida proposes Freedom Institute to promote free speech and civil discourse. Fine, I guess. Just destroy the communists. No one has a right to sterilize a child. Two detransitioners sue doctors over medical interventions. Let's hope this is the path forward, suing doctors. Your path forward is emailing in your Ask Dr. Jesse question for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It has been so good to be with you again. I will see you again tomorrow. That's all. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from Jomboy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.